ABC Radio Australia.
Deafness is one of the most common forms of disability reported in Solomon Islands. It can lead to extreme isolation, with people suffering from deafness missing out on education and employment opportunities. But a project aimed to improve access to education with those with disabilities is aiming to make sign language common for people across the Solomons. Melissa Jones is an associate professor from the Australian Catholic University School of Education and is also the academic lead for the project. With that, I say welcome to the show this morning.
Oh, thanks very much, and good morning, Agnes.
Yeah, thank you, Melita, for joining us this morning. Of course, if we can just go over the program itself, I mean, those from the deaf community, do you have stats? Is there an actual big or small community of deaf people in Souls?
Yeah, there's quite a large community, and the numbers are quite underestimated because it's very difficult with the infrastructure to actually determine how many there are. But the estimates are around 6% of the population.
And research has obviously said that those affected by hearing or deaf issues, is it usually that it's a poverty-related issue? Could you maybe elaborate a little bit on that?
Yes, yeah, certainly. It's very much a poverty-related issue. It's often as a result of diseases like malaria or the medication that they're taking for malaria has this as a side effect, or if the mother is pregnant and gets malaria at the time and it's untreated, then the deafness is passed to the child. Just basic swimmer's ear or medial otitis, so getting blocked ears. Now, in a rich country, or, you know, a Western country, we have grommets and those sorts of surgical procedures that drain the ears and help those people. Well, here that's just not available, so they go deaf from it. Also from meningitis and rubella. So it's very much a poverty-related disease, completely preventable, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunate to hear, though, that. And, you know, as you said with the stats, what are some of the barriers that the deaf community have faced or are facing?
There's a multitude of barriers. So certainly isolation because of the lack of communication, but there's also a real stigma about deafness that, you know, in the sort of the historical tribal beliefs that they have, that it means that some sort of shame has been brought onto that family, so that can mean families try to withdraw children who are deaf or have other disabilities. So the deaf that we spoke with in the project reported being teased, having stones thrown at them, being pushed into the bushes. They said that they spend most of their time isolated in their homes, crying a lot, and just, you know, not interacting whatsoever outside of their families. It's not the case for every single deaf person. There have been some who have said their families have embraced them in the community a little more, but certainly the large majority are feeling very isolated, have no real life outcomes and no well-being.
Is it due to maybe just misunderstanding, obviously cultural traditions, not being educated enough, which of course we will speak into the program that you have led, but is that possibly the reasons?
Yes, well, we actually spoke with a lot of the hearing participants in our project and said, and they admitted doing these things. And we sort of said to them, well, why do you treat them like that? And they said, oh, because we feel embarrassed and we don't understand them. And so as soon as they've started the interaction with the deaf people through the project, they've had their attitudes turned around. So I'm not quite sure why. It's sort of something in the human condition that we reject otherness. And it's, I mean, it's a problem not just with disability, is it, in our world? That rejection of otherness seems to be a lack of understanding. And, yes, education certainly seems to help.
So then with being the academic lead for this program, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the Yumi Together Help 'em Solomon Islands Deaf Community Project. Is this program the first of its kind in the country?
Yes, it is. It's an education sector support program. It's funded by the Solomon Islands, Australian and New Zealand government. And there's a big focus in the country on inclusive education. And so that's why the project was, the funding was targeted at groups that could work with disabilities. So the school that, and my relationship with the Catholic Education Office over here, they run a little deaf school, one of the only ones. The Red Cross also runs something for young children, but this at San Isidro, they run a school for youth and adults. So we worked with them very closely, and it is the first time that they've ever had any sort of sign language training. So we did that in rural communities, because that's another big problem in the Solomons, that things tend to be quite Honiara-centric in the capital city. So we went out into the rural communities and we worked with adults in the community, both deaf and hearing, and in the schools in those communities, so that we were educating children as well. And it's just had such an amazing and positive impact, not just in the communication between deaf and hearing people, but also in the attitudes of the hearing people towards the deaf. And both the deaf people and the hearing people in the project have reported a massive change in attitudes, and just, you know, that how that makes people feel that they have got much better life outcomes if you can interact. I mean, we're a species that needs to have connection with other. And so, you know, that's happening for the first time for the people that have participated. The other significant thing that has been lovely is that the hearing people in the project have now become real advocates for the deaf people, telling others about, no, we must treat them the same as us. They are the same as us. They're still intelligent. They still have humour. And they're including them in the community and being advocates for them for others who have not been in the project. So that's a really massive outcome for us as well.
If you just tuned in, I'm Maggie DeBoer here on Pacific Beat, speaking to academic lead for the YUMI Together Help in Solomon Islands Deaf Community Project, Melita Jones. Now, Melita, the graduates then, again, from where to from here, though, for them? I mean, are they going out into the remote communities?
Yes, well, I mean, you know, one of these things, I mean, the project has only really just concluded, and we had that sort of one of the phases of the project was that anybody that had participated could come and study an ACU certificate in teaching and learning fee-free. So ACU just, you know, provided my access to the country, and then we didn't charge fees for any of that. And we've had 38 graduates from that, out of the about 700 people in total that trained in sign language. So they now have a teaching qualification. So what we're now looking for is employment opportunities. And so far I've heard that one of our deaf participants has been employed at San Isidro, the deaf school, to assist in the sign language teaching there. And we've had two of our hearing participants graduate and been employed at one of the local schools, where they're planning to sort of make sure that every class is getting some sign language training. And we've recently met with, I've forgotten her surname, I'm sorry, but Leonora, from who is in the communications and language department at the Solomon Islands National University, who'd like to work with us to try to embed sign language into the teacher education course. So, of course, that would be a very systemic change that hopefully makes the program very sustainable into the future.
And just lastly, as we wrap up this morning, Melita, just moving forward, what are the plans then?
Well, I suppose we're looking for further funding opportunities, because that's the greatest challenge is funding. And, you know, we want to be able to pay these people that we've trained up and acknowledge their skills and their commitment to this, you know, to sign language and communication for deaf and disabled. We'd like to get a lot more sign language training into the schools. The deaf community have indicated that they would like them in this order of preference: people in schools trained up, people in the health system trained up, and people in the correctional services trained up. So they are the three sort of business sectors that we would like to focus on if we can.